dividende vanno per anche per fare un po' di roba.
Praise Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord?
Praise
God. Say
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And indeed, God has made it possible for us to come. For those who are new to me, my name is Pastor Emmanuel Soma.
Pastor Emmanuel Soma.
I'm one of the pastors in JCC, Juba Christian Center.
Oh, why in Gusus Bita JCC?
And I'm happy to be here. Amen. And I'm married to one wife and I'm blessed with a daughter. Yes, they're currently in Nairobi, but they're traveling today.
So.
Amen.
Amen.
So today, grateful to speak the word. And I want to speak on a topic that people find very hard to speak about. Because it has been abused. It has been abused. And this is about giving. And the challenge with speaking on giving people will think we want your money. And many times the preaching that is given it results in asking for big offerings. And you find there are so many preachers, they focus every preaching must end with giving. They can preach on food, but it ends in giving. They can preach on Jesus walking on water, but it ends on giving. And they can even say they are the fertile ground. So everything can be seed. And I remember there was a time where I prayed. And there was a conference that was held. And the guest preacher, the first day he preached on giving and asked people to plant a seed. And the second day he did the same. And the third day he was also asking for the same seed. Until the bishop had to stand and say, now let the seeds we planted yesterday, let us give them time to grow. But you see, the abuse of a principle, even if something is used bad, but it does not negate the value and the blessings that are attached to the principle. Because giving is from the heart of God. And our God is the number one giver. And there's nothing that we give to him that he has not given to us. In fact, he is the owner of all things. And in fact, he says, silver and gold are mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. In fact, he told the Israelites in Psalms 50 that do I drink the blood of bulls and rams and sheep? Rams. And if I were hungry, would I tell you? If God were hungry, will God tell you? So God is not after our things. In fact, God is not even bothered with how much we have. God is the owner of all things. There was a rich man. He planted everything. And then he said, with what I have harvested, all I need to do is now just eat and sleep. Because everything I have harvested
is
enough for me to retire. And the Bible says, call him you fool. Don't you know that your soul will be demanded of you today? So that means no matter how much billions of dollars he has, if God was to ask for your life today, can you go with that money? You know, there was a rich man who said that he wants to be buried with his money. And he told his wife, come. Can you swear, as I'm going to die, that you will bury me with my
money?
And the wife said, I swear. Said, bring the Bible. The woman brought her hand and put the Bible and swear. So the day he was buried. So now people came and asked the wife, did you bury him with his money? Yes.
Huh?
I wrote for him a check.
Check.
Can you roll? You can cash it in there.
Hello. Let him go and cash it there.
And so when you die,
that a mutu.
You can't go anywhere with that money. It doesn't matter how much you have.
Mama can't end to come.
In fact, money is like numbers. In one day, those numbers can come to zero. Nowadays, we have people called hackers. You have your money in the bank, and you are smiling. And then one day you check up. It's zero. What happened? You ran to the bank. They
said,
but you're the one who withdrew. Said, I did not withdraw. The here says it's you who withdrew. You send this money to Congo. And from Congo the money went to Bangladesh. And from Bangladesh it went to China.
From Bangladesh,
they keep throwing it in five. Almost 20 countries until you can't trace that money. So God is the owner of all things. And is the giver of all things. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. What did God give? He gave his best. He gave his one and only begotten son. God, the only thing he valued most was Jesus Christ. And he gave that to you. So God is our first giver. And
he
is the source of all our blessings. And there's nothing anyone has that they did not receive from God. And God does not need anything from us. But he gives us all things. In fact, Ecclesiastes says he gives us all things for our enjoyment. Ogi wadukunu hajasa nina bestamta. So God is happy when you're happy. I know people want to live very poorly. Because they think if you have money, you're more holy. If you know, if you don't have money, you're more holy. But when you actually don't have money, you don't have time to pray. Because every time you are looking for money. But when God knows that your heart is for Him, He creates an opportunity for you to have more time with Him. And God is the first giver. I want us to read so that you have a scripture that you can hold on to. And if you're writing, you can just write 2 Corinthians chapter 8. From 1 to 15. And then you can also read at your own time 2 Corinthians chapter 9. From verse 1 to 15. And then Philippians chapter 4.
Philippians
from verse 10 to 19. This is still. So I want us to quickly read from chapter 8. And it says, and now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches.
Macedonia.
Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty, it welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So we urge Titus, since he had made an earlier beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part.
Ana kaman biasa la kubitana Titus asan pibida okan bada shokol bisunu bita limu burush asanu kaman bisunu limu burush.
But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, and in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see also that you excel in this grace of giving.
Zemaita kongisunu gir excel.
Yeah, you do well. You perform well, eh?
Oh, zemaita kunginaja kaya ke tir kaya kunkamansu.
In faith, in speech, in knowledge, and love.
Fi ili, fi neima, fi muhaba kaya kaman kaman naja fi sunu fi wodi.
I am not commanding you, but I want you to test the sincerity of your love.
Ana kamander kaya kun aru mu.
hakika
bita muhaba bitako
by comparing it with the earnestness of others
as maana gi aino besurube muhaba tanastani
for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
bita kuna airo kwa neema bita raba na Yesu Almasih
though he was rich yet for your sakes he became poor so that through his poverty you might become rich
sala ukan ganian lakini asan muhaba to lenna o sibu sokolo ganian to o silu sonu sokolo o zuru asan sunu anna bekon ganiani
so I want us to jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 6
yana an min aya asatisa min
it says remember this
dal kaita kunzekir kalam
whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly
dal al bizarau ketir o kama bisunu bi ligo ketir
and whoever sows generously will reap generously
al bi wojimbe gel bakulu o kama biligo
each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give
aizo telu wodizem o fekir gel babito asembodi
not reluctantly or under compulsion
gelma worilo wala kelima asuro
for God loves a cheerful giver
raba na gidi bosola juu hodi begel babu
and God is able to make all grace abound to you
raba na bi agder amulu neema sambikum pogoita ko
so that in all things
asambikulu haja
at all times
ipulu woki
having all that you need
itakungili kokula hata kunderu
you will abound in every good work
itakumbikun kishokola mkwezi
as it is written
sema moktu
he has scattered his gifts to the poor
galo odi haja ketimle dela tabani
his righteousness endures forever
okulu sokolo biri bitoki kule
verse 10 of 2 Corinthians verse 9 says now he who supplies seed to the sower
okelenga de algiodi bizrale dela gazara
and bread for food
okunsule akil
will also supply and increase your store of seed
kamambi ketiru kulu akila linda kungu
and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness
obi ketiru akil walaja tangu odifoko akil lele del abuki aish hayal bir
you will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion
asanta kumbikun nasta alta wodi fikulu waki
and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God
yanina ita kumbisunu sokolo wodi takonde bi wodi shukuru le rabana
this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people
sokolo ata kumaga ngonde mabesi takunguo ime kundambe tarabana
but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God
lakini kama ngi gitala keriga betashuruta fara le rabana
because of the service by which you have proved yourselves men will also praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ
asanso konta konata kongadamu le kama nasbi ain fogoita ko mwembodi sunu meji le rabana
and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else
ole chokol wodi tafo na hata kungishare benas
and in their prayers for you
ofisalawata otomo letakon
their hearts will go out to you
ogulup tomo be rual letakon
because of the surpassing grace God has given you
asa neema abukifaya arabana wodi letakon
thanks be to God for his indescribable gift
yenu shukuru kelu kun le rabana
and let me quickly also read Philippians chapter 4
nagara Philippians asa arba
chapter 4 from verse 13
asa arba min aya 13
okay maybe I'll read from verse 10 I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me
arabi yafrasan kofini aya itakunsunu jedidu ilaka takumana
indeed you have been concerned
bela itakunduo gel
but you had no opportunity to show it
eta konkani dunia lakini kama afi fursa senta kumbuo
I am not saying this because I am in need
ana mabi worry skalamda sana na kisunu
for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances
asan ana alima sandikun kikulu halat
I know what is it is to be in need. And what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good for you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, when not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. And now that I am amply supplied and I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you have sent, they are a fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice pleasing to the Lord. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So I want us, I felt it was important that we read it in full. Because if we read it, we will understand. So you see, the Macedonian churches, there were three main churches in Macedonia.
Philippi,
Thessalonica, and the Bereans.
Berea.
These were the three main churches that were in Macedonia.
And
this was, Macedonia is a province in Rome. In Rome, one of the provinces.
Rome,
one of the counties or something. Okay, wilayat, So, there was something, and he's writing to the Corinthian church. And he's telling them, I want to tell you a secret about this
Macedonian.
That these guys, they were not rich. They did not have money. But you see, giving in the kingdom of God is more than money. The first giving that you give is yourself. So the Macedonian church, they first of all gave themselves. So they gave of themselves first of all to the Lord. So the first giving that you must give is yourself. And how do we know that you have given yourself? The first thing is that you confess your sins to Jesus Christ. And you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then we shall begin to see the fruit of that salvation in your life. Then you will give of your energy. You will give of your service. You will give of your time. You will give of your resources. So money is just one of the things that we give to God. The greatest givers are those who give themselves to God first.
So the Macedonian church first gave of themselves to God. And you see, God is always concerned first with the giver than the gift. You see, when Cain and Abel brought their offering, the Bible says that God looked with favor on Abel and his offering. And he did not look with favor on Cain and his offering. So it was not because Cain brought some fruits that God did not like fruits. But the Bible says that God looked with favor on Abel and his offering. So you find there are many people who are constantly giving to God. But their hearts do not love God. They are giving to God, but in the course of the week they are getting money from stealing. Some the money they've gotten is from corruption or from immorality.
Immorality.
Zina. So, based on what they have gotten their money from, they come and bring it to God. And they think that God will accept it. So much of the offering that is given, even from God, is not accepted. Because this person has not given themselves to God. So unless you give yourself to God, your offering is not accepted. Because God is first concerned with the person before the gift. And that's why he said that if you are offering your gift at the altar, and you remember there's someone who has something against you, leave your gift first and go and make peace with that person. And then come and give your gift. So that means if you're here, and there's someone you have not forgiven, it doesn't matter whether you give us 1 million SSP. It is not accepted. Because it is, you're not giving to us human beings. The pastors don't mind. If you give, they will construct. But where does your offering count? You're not giving to men. You're giving to God who sees everything. So your offering depends on the person who is receiving. God is concerned more about you. That's why the Bible says God is spirit. And he's looking for worshippers. He's not looking for worship.
He's
not that God is so bold, he wants people to be worshipping him. The Bible says God is spirit. And his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. For these are the kind of worshippers that God is looking for. So God is after us, human beings. He's after his creation. He's not concerned with what you have. So the first importance of the principle of giving is you.
Why ganun betasuno and where did they eat?
And any time you are not involved,
you've
wasted your money.
Itasuno karabu grusaki.
Giving must be done from the right heart. Paul was telling the Corinthian church that every one of you should decide in his heart beforehand what they should give. Decide. Think about it. As you are sleeping across the week, think about what is it that you are planning to give to your father. Even as you are coming to church, already have set aside how much you are going to give. Not the time of offering. That is the time you are going to your wallet. And then you are hiding it because you are also hiding your wallet from your wife. And when you remove the money, you have squeezed it properly. Because you read somewhere it said that when your right hand should not know what your left hand is giving. So you are giving too much work to the ushers. Because the first job, they need an iron box in the counting place of money. Because the money comes, it is squeezed properly. So their first job is to iron the money. Because you have squeezed it. So that when you are throwing it, your right hand does not see what your left hand is throwing. That is not giving to God. That principle is for giving to the poor. When you're giving to the poor, you're not supposed to announce trumpets. You should know what you are giving. When you're giving to God, decide. Think about it. Set up a decision. You can even set up a covenant with God. And you say, for every time I come for a Sunday service, this is the offering that I must give. And when you have made that decision, you will realize that there is something that God does to ensure that you never lack that seed to give. Because the Bible says that it is Him that gives seed to the sower, and He gives bread to the eater. That means that when God gives you resources, part of that money that God has given you, part of it is a seed. And part of it is for your food. So the Bible tells us that it is Him that gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now, the reason why many people do not see increase in their lives, it is because they eat their seed. If you find a farmer after he has harvested, and he does not set aside certain seed for the next season, he has guaranteed he's going to be hungry the next season. That means if you watch people planting, you have booked a front row seat to watch them harvesting. Planting, you will also watch them harvesting. So giving must be done from the right heart. Don't give when you are forced to give. Don't give when you are being manipulated to give. In fact, if you are giving and you are feeling pain, don't give. Because God loves
cheerful
giver. In fact, if it is painful, start singing a song as you come to give the offering.
Zaru can carry the giwanya, but a good Zaru. That's a good
day. I say this is the day of joy.
But a carry the day of it a fara.
And as you drop it, say hallelujah.
Then what a giwanya came hallelujah.
Yes, it is painful.
Oh, giwanya.
Maybe it is the last one that you had.
Upon there after Guru Salinda.
But remember, God is after the heart. There is some place that God sees what is done in secret. And he says that what you do in secret, he shall announce you in public. So everyone must not give out of pressure. So when you find someone say, the first $10,000, $5,000, $3,000, $2,000. Are you in the market? But you find people are abusing the gospel. When you go to pray for them, they say, please make sure you raise this amount of money. So you want to manipulate God's people. We need to give in accordance to what we have. Don't go and borrow to give. Don't go and borrow to give. Whatever you have, God has given you is what you give. And if you feel it is small and your heart's desire is to give more, God will make it possible. There are people who don't have money to give. But they are the first ones to arrange the church. They have given more than the person who gave money. Because giving is more than money. The gift is acceptable based on what you have, not what you don't have. The gift is acceptable based on what you have, not what you don't have.
Okay.
I want to address something about the heart, first of all. You see, there are two hearts when we give. There are those who give out of love for God. And there are those who give out of lust.
Lust.
L-U-S-T.
L-U-S-T.
Near. Now, let me give the example. There is someone called Simon the Sorcerer.
Simon.
And the Bible says that he was following the preaching of Peter.
Philip.
And because as Philip was preaching, great signs and miracles happened. And then what happened is that they sent for the apostle to come.
Peter.
Peter. When Peter and John came, they started laying hands on the people. And as they lay hands on the people, they received the Holy Spirit. And this man called Simon the sorcerer, the Bible says he had believed. That means he was a member of the church. And he had believed, and every time he was watching, he was amazed. Then when he saw that the gift was given through the laying on of hands, he removed his money. And he said, Peter, take my this money. And such that I can also get this gift. So that everyone I lay my hands on, will also receive the gift. How many people are treating God like that? They say, let me give this seed so that I can receive more. Let me give this seed so that I can receive a blessing in my family. Let me give this seed. Let me fast so that I can be anointed.
Anointing.
And what was said? What did Peter say?
May you
and your money
perish.
And the money. Because you thought that the gift of God could be bought. Money. So the things of God are not bought with money. The gift of God is not bought with you working for it. It is not your effort that guarantees the anointing of God or the gift of God.
God looks at the
heart. What is your end goal of what you are asking from him? Many people are after anointing so that they can be the biggest man of God in South Sudan. So they are in the mountains hunting and praying and fasting 40 days, 100 days, but their heart is self-exaltation.
So
all they are doing is for their glory. The man said, let me give you this money such that he will now be selling the anointing.
Can Simon Al-Gushuro or Al-Kan Kuju Dekelunga Kelly?
How many prophets nowadays, when you go to see them, you must come with offering? Something that they receive free of charge. Nowadays they teach us how to merchandise your gift. So the church has become the business.
Can this a big attack of Malbetasunu? Business.
And that's why Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer.
There Saba Yesu can kill him, darling.
But you have turned it into a den of robbers.
Gaita kumbiga kiribu le mahal betasunu.
That is why people nowadays are scared of men of God. When they hear apostles, they hold their pockets closed. When they hear a prophet is coming, they make sure they leave their wallet at home. But some of them are so clever that they will even tell you, we are giving you time to go to the ATM. They say, please, first of all, come and write here, and then now we give you a chance. There's a vehicle there to take you to the ATM to go and withdraw. And do you know why they collect so much money? Because of lust. They appeal to our lust. They tell you, there is this woman here. She gave $1,000. And in the same week, she got a contract of $100,000. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
If I give this
10,000 SSP,
I will get 100,000. Oh, this woman said, this woman, you see. She gave one seed of
$500.
And in the same week, someone appeared and proposed to her. Now she's married. And all the single ladies say,
yeah,
we need to give a seed. And so you go and remove money and you
saw.
What happened there is lust. Not love. Is your lust. And because you are after your lust, there's a place in, I think it's Ezekiel, where God said, because they come to the prophets with their own lust. I
got
myself
and
answered them. So God, when you come with your lust, he also answers you in your lust. Because you are not after God, he also hands you over to those prophets to eat you properly.
Asante ma wara rabana wala gel batak mam wara rabana okama bodi weta le kodam dem.
Where is your heart? When you're giving, where is your heart? When you're serving God, where is your heart? When you're fasting, where is your heart? When you're praying, where is your heart? Are you lusting or loving after God? Your heart. God is after your heart.
Rabbana wara gelba bitab.
Giving.
Wedding.
Gives honor to God. When you give, are you honoring God? When God looks at what he has given you, and he compares with what you have given, is it honorable to God? Assuming people were going to see President Kiir, and they were carrying some gifts to give him, people will look for the best money to give him. People will go with the dress, best clothes to go and see the president. People will go on time to go and meet the president. In fact, they will go 2 hours in advance.
It needs a certain
because of protocol.
As a calamity protocol.
Protocol. Because Juba it is protocol.
As a Juba Tasun.
Not protocol, eh? They will go 2 hours in advance. But they are going to see a human being. What of the God of Gods and the King of Kings?
Rabbanado, Melek Bita Mulu.
What do we give him? The last of the last. We give him bakshish, the final things. Even in our prayer time, you pray when you are tired, just about to sleep. After you have spent all the time on Facebook, you have shifted to Instagram, you have gone to TikTok, until your bundles are finished. Then you do midnight bundles. They get finished. Then the solar finishes. Then there's nothing you can do. Then you say, now let me pray. What are you giving to God? God says he shall supply all your needs. But this blessing is not for everyone. This blessing was specific for the Philippian church. Why? Because when Paul was in Thessalonians, the Thessalonians were still babies. So Paul was depending on the Philippians to give him so that he can serve the Thessalonians. Because they were babies. The Corinthians had not even started. That's why he was telling them that people, prepare. Macedonian grace. The grace of the Macedonian churches. And he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. God does not supply you based on your salary. God does not supply you based on your donors. God does not supply you based on your boss or on your husband. God does not supply you based on the contracts and the companies you have. God supplies you according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are faithful, they reach a place where they walk in divine providence.
Amen.
That if you calculate how much you spent in the month, and how much you even earned, you find that you spent more than even what you earned. Not karabu, you spent. God provided more, more than even you earned. Why? Because you are walking in divine abundance. You're walking in the economy of heaven. Actually, economy is the wrong one. You're walking in the abundance of heaven. Because economy is the science of luck. And in heaven, there is no luck.
Amen.
God tells people, see the birds of the air. Do they plant? Do they reap? But God feeds them. Look at the plants. Even Solomon, who has had so much glory, was not clothed like this flower. Now God loves you more than the birds of air. He is concerned for you more than the grass of the field. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
And
all these things shall be added unto you. I want to tell you something. Anyone who is faithful in giving, he first gives himself. Then he gives his time. Then he gives his service. Then he gives his money. Then he gives his family.
You'll
never lack. You will never lack a job. If it is a job you need, you will never lack a job. If it is money you need to serve the kingdom, you will never lack it. Because you are not operating on your budget. You are operating in the abundance of heaven. And all he says is give thanks. Jesus was given 5,000 people to feed in a day. And he told Philip, give them something to eat. Give them something to eat. And Philip said, even if we had 6 months' wages, it is not enough to feed these people. And he said, make them sit down.
Make them sit down.
Make them sit down. Because he is operating not from the economy of earth, but from the abundance of heaven.
Economy. Economy tasunu ta dunia lakini ogisakalfea kamala betara samawat.
There is a grace that givers operate in.
Finema al sunu nas the word isakalfo.
And don't look at what you have. Don't think what you have given is small.
Matafekir garaji ate wodide suker.
Jesus saw a woman give 2 copper mites. 2 copper coins.
Yesu wakan shuf mara wodi it mean
copper coins.
Yansenu. Gurus hadid.
And he said, this woman has given more than everyone else.
Obada kelim gari mara de wodi after min kulu zol.
Let us give thanks to God.
Kena wodi shukur le rabana.
Let us stand.
Kena wogi fo.
And I want you to take a moment. And think of the goodness of God to your life. Think of how much God has given you life for free. Think of the air that you breathe free of charge. Think of your family, think of your children, think of where you're staying.
Get a fekir fogo, usura bitaki, fekir an iyal bitaki, fekir an mahalta gadgeni fogo.
And I want you to give thanks to God. Just open your mouth and start thanking God for the things that He's doing in your life. Because the secret of giving is to give thanks to God.
As an seer bita wadi de osunu.
As you give thanks, as you think of what God has done for you, He is able to multiply what you have. And God says He is able to bless the work of your hands. And God is able to increase your seed and your bread. Now we who give seed to the sower and bread to the eater will make sure that you have more than enough.
Rabana aduodi bizira le del al gadzara u es le del gad akul all diamond bo body let ketir.
Maybe it's a heart issue. You want to confess your sins that you have been lusting after things of God instead of loving on God.
Making the muscular beta gelba ata indu niya le haja beta rabana.
Ask God to change your heart.
Ask
God to forgive you.
Ask
God to cleanse you.
Ask
God to give you a new heart.
And
to take away the heart of stone and to give you a heart of flesh.
Ask
God to give you a heart that loves him.
And I don't
know if there's anyone here who has not given his life to
Jesus. If you're here and
you've not given your heart to Jesus,
please
raise your hand. I want to pray with you today. If you're there, you know you're not a believer. Lift up your hand. I want to pray with you. Today is your day of salvation. It doesn't matter how many times you come to church, but if you have never given your life to Jesus, you have lost it.
Mama can come maraita gidor pikenisa, lakini kata maodi hayataki le Yeshua.
If you're there, lift your hand. I'm going to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Are you there? I want to pray with you. Lift your hand. I will sit and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone? Okay, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you, we give you glory. Thank you for the ministration of your word that you've called us first to give our hearts to you, O God, to give ourselves, O God. And Father, forgive us for the times where we have lusted after you instead of loving after you, O God. We plead your mercy that, Lord, you shall turn our hearts indeed to be hearts of service, to be hearts that love you, to be hearts that are after you, who is God above all things. I thank you for your word that it has come forth, that, Lord, the enemy shall not steal it, and that it shall bear fruit. And I thank you for your servants that are here, for them that have been faithful in giving and in blessing the work of God. I pray for an abundance over their lives. I call forth resources. I call forth the abundance of heaven. And Father, I thank you that you have provided already more than they could ever ask of. And they shall be abundantly provided for. Them that are trusting you for jobs, may you release them. May them that are trusting you for contracts, for businesses, for resources, for funding, whatever it is that they are needing it for, the Lord, you shall provide for the glory of your name. Honor your servants. Release your grace over them. May your power, anointing, be abound in their lives. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let us give a mighty hand unto the Lord.